Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today we're digging into something that sounds amazing. BBQ chicken thighs with mango salsa. A real flavorful feast. We're pulling some really great insights here from the Pitmaster Arsenal website and the plan today. Basically, figure out the simple secrets to make this dish taste incredible, but also, you know, keep it pretty healthy too.
Exactly right. This isn't just like reading a recipe. It's about creating that perfect mix of flavors, sweet, smoky, a bit tangy, and folding in some real health benefits while we're at it.
Okay, let's jump right in with the chicken. Chicken thighs are great, but sometimes they dry out, right? So what's the big secret to getting them juicy and full of flavor even before they hit the grill?
Yeah, good question. It really starts with a solid marinating process. It's not just about taste. Using something acidic, like, say, citrus juice or vinegar, that actually helps tenderize the meat.
Oh, interesting. So it breaks it down a bit.
Exactly. It makes it harder for the chicken to dry out later on the grill. Plus, flavors like garlic, soy sauce, maybe some honey, they get way deeper into the meat.
How long are we talking for the marinade?
You need at least 2 hours.
No.
But honestly, overnight is kind of the gold standard for a really tender, flavorful chicken. Just pop it in a resealable bag, turn it now and then.
Got it. Overnight for best results.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's marinated. What happens right before grilling? Are there any tricks people miss?
Totally. Big ones, actually. First, you got to pat the chicken dry. If it's wet, you won't get that nice sear, that crispy skin.
Right. Moisture is the enemy of crispiness.
Mm-hmm. And let it sit out for maybe 15, 20 minutes. Get it closer to room temperature. It helps it cook more evenly. And of course, season it well. Salt, pepper, your favorite BBQ rub. Build that flavor base.
Okay. Prepped and ready. Let's talk grilling. Any pro tips for cooking these thighs perfectly, especially if they're kind of thick? We don't want burnt outsides and raw insides.
Absolutely. First off, medium heat is your friend here. Preheat the grill properly. Now, for those thicker pieces, think indirect heat. So put them on the cooler side of the grill, not right over the flames.
Indirect heat. Okay.
Yeah, it lets them cook through gently without burning. And this is crucial, use a meat thermometer. Don't guess.
What temperature are we aiming for?
Chicken needs to hit 165 degrees Fahrenheit internally. That's the magic number for safety and for juicy results.
165. Got it. Oops. That thermometer really takes the guesswork out, doesn't it?
It's essential.
So once it hits 165, are we done? Or is there one more step? I'm thinking about keeping all those juices inside.
Excellent point. Don't rush it. First, make sure you oiled your grates so it doesn't stick. Helps get nice grill marks too. Try to flip it only once if you can.
Okay.
And the most important thing, let it rest. Take it off the grill. Let it sit for about 5 minutes.
Why is resting so important?
Well, those muscle fibers tense up during cooking. Resting lets them relax and reabsorb all those tasty juices. If you cut it right away, the juice just spills out.
Okay.
Mm.
Patience pays off. So we've got amazing smoky chicken. Now for that bright, fresh counterpoint, the mango salsa. How do you pick the perfect mango?
Good question. You want mangoes that give just a little when you gently squeeze them ripe, but still kind of firm. Smell near the stem, it should have a sweet, fruity scent. Sometimes slightly wrinkled skin is okay too, means it's ripe.
Any particular type? Or does it matter?
You can even mix it up. Like, use a Hayden for sweetness and maybe a Tommy Atkins for a bit more texture. Adds complexity, you know?
Cool. Okay, mangoes selected. What else goes in to make the salsa really sing?
You definitely need some red onion for a sharp bite. Cilantro brings that fresh herbal note. And lime juice is key for that zingy tang cuts the sweetness.
Nice balance. What about heat or other textures?
Oh, yeah. If you like spice, finely dice some jalapeno. A little goes a long way. And avocado is a great add-in for some creaminess. Just dice everything up neatly, mix it gently, and let it sit for maybe 10 or 15 minutes. Let the flavors mingle.
Perfect. Now, besides tasting amazing, this salsa sounds pretty healthy too. What are the benefits?
Oh, mangoes are fantastic for you. They're loaded with vitamin A and vitamin C. Great for your immune system, good for your skin. Plus, they've got a good amount of fiber, which is, you know, important for digestion. And they're packed with antioxidants, which help protect your body.
Wow. So it's not just delicious, it's actually doing you good.
Exactly. It's a low-calorie way to add a ton of flavor and nutrients. Much better than, like, a heavy, sugary sauce. It's a total win-win.
Love that. Okay, we've got the chicken technique, the salsa technique, the health benefits. Now, how do we make this dish truly ours? Let's talk about customizing it.
Yeah, this is the fun part. Think about your BBQ sauce first. Maybe swap the usual for a spicy chipotle BBQ, or go for something mustard-based if that's your thing, and then you can really lean into different styles. Like, think regional BBQ. Kansas City style is sweet and thick, Texas style is more about the smoke and pepper.
So you could totally change the whole vibe of the dish just with the sauce or rub.
Absolutely. Or bring in international flair with your side dishes. Instead of standard coleslaw, maybe try Mexican elote, that grilled corn with cheese and chili.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Or even something like a tangy German potato salad. It's all about finding combinations you love and making it fit your taste, or even, you know, your local ingredients.
That really opens up a lot of possibilities. What a fantastic deep dive this has been, from nailing the juicy chicken and bright salsa to understanding the benefits and now making it uniquely yours.
Yeah, it just shows that great cooking often comes down to simple techniques, fresh ingredients, and not being afraid to experiment a little. Add your own touch.
Definitely. So the final thought for everyone listening, what surprising local flavor or ingredient will you add to your next BBQ chicken and mango salsa feast to make it truly unforgettable for you?